Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 191 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from John Russell's book, The Kansack Ghost. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. Well, I'm going to be reading from a chapter titled Invisible Touch, and this is what John has written. I began to encounter a new wrinkle in my paranormal experiences. People started reporting to me that they would experience telekinetic effects around them, especially in their homes, either before, during, or after having spoken with me on the phone, or less often, after having spoken with me in person. One such event occurred when I was invited to give readings and a lecture for a small group in Dallas, Texas. One of the couples came to visit me privately one evening, and they had this account to tell me the next day. They said that after they had been with me for a few hours or so the previous evening, that when they returned home, they began to notice various objects in their home moving of their own accord. One object apparently moved a foot or more while under the influence of some mysterious and invisible force. Around that time, other people would occasionally inform me that after I had given them a psychic reading in person, or after having had a prolonged face-to-face conversation with me, the objects in their vicinity, sometimes at their places of work, but more often in their homes, would move on their own. Sometimes all it took was a phone call. While I was still living in Texas, I had talked with a friend of mine in New York late one evening, and she reported me the next day what had occurred that previous night after we'd hung up. In the early morning hours, she was awakened by a loud bang and clatter, as if a large metal shelf full of knickknacks had fallen over. She owns a shop, and in this shop are such objects, such as shelves and knickknacks, which could indeed be responsible for such noises. That, and the fact that she has cats. Her shop is located inside her residence, and her first thought was that the cats had gone on the prowl during the night, and perhaps they'd knocked something over, or had knocked items off the shelves, or had maybe even caused shelves to fall over. And that would certainly account for the loud racket she had heard. But upon turning her bedroom light on, so that she could get up and go and investigate, she discovered that the cats were in the bedroom with her. She turned lights on and looked throughout her home, including the shop area, for the source of such a loud noise. She found nothing. Everything was in place. Nothing was disturbed. No shelves were knocked over. No items were knocked off the shelves. She was so mystified that she even began to look outside, thinking that there could have been something out of doors that might account for the sound, although she knew she had distinctly heard the racket occur inside her house. And upon subsequent investigation, she discovered that there was nothing outside that could serve as an explanation for what she had heard. I myself chalked it up as a fluke, a bizarre random incident, and I didn't think any more about it. Until my other friend began to report similar circumstances to me after our phone calls. A friend in Colorado reported to me, after one of our phone calls, that she had begun hearing heavy adult footsteps in the hallway after she had put her kids to bed, and she herself was in bed reading. She said that the footsteps were distinct, and obviously too heavy to be those of any of her small children, and she was the only adult in the house. These manifestations continued off and on in her home for a while, with some other interesting additions. One day, as she was driving, she said that she was literally overwhelmed by a feeling of my presence, that she felt as if she could literally reach out and touch me, that I felt that real and that close to her. But one of the most interesting events occurred one night as she and I began to communicate online, chatting on our computers. She began to hear bells and beeping noises. She initially chalked it up to her kids playing some kind of video game, but when she investigated, She found all of the children all accounted for in front of the TV, with the sound turned considerably low. After standing and listening for a moment, she discovered that it wasn't her kids or the TV that was responsible for the sounds she was hearing. She began to type this information to me, and as we communicated, I began to receive information via my spiritual channels. I felt that she was indeed being visited, and I told her this, and coinciding with my sending her this knowledge, the sounds of the footsteps began again. I felt that she had an uncle, her dad's brother, who was there with her, and I got the name Don, and that I clearly felt that it was her dad's brother and that he was trying to make himself known. I told her that I felt that he had come to guide her, protect her, and help her through some difficult circumstances she was facing. And she's decided to call her dad right then and there and see how much of what I had told her could be verified. Well, indeed, her dad did have a brother named Don, who had died when she was young. And the family, being receptive to spiritual matters, had known that Don, in spirit, had been with another relative of theirs for some time, guiding and helping them. But they had recently seemed to have left that person. Perhaps he had succeeded in giving that person all of the spiritual help that he could for a while. So that information confirmed the name, the relationship, and the fact that he was indeed present with her now and beginning to make himself known to her. So Don could indeed be responsible for the mysterious beeping noises. But what about those bell sounds? That takes on a special significance when you learn that the family's name had an unusual spelling and a different pronunciation now, but the family name used to be pronounced Bell. I decided to experiment with this telekinetic force that seemed to develop around me and interact with others. I wondered if I could direct it consciously. I discovered that it was indeed possible to direct this energy to specific people at a distance. I first discovered this capability one night when I was chatting with a friend of mine online. Typical of chat software, this particular program had the option to change font size and colour, etc. We were chatting happily along, discussing a variety of topics and issues as we always did, and I had a sudden funny feeling come over me, and I typed to my friend, "I'm fixing to, Texanese for about to, send you some energy, and you'll be able to tell that I've sent it to you. You'll see a visible manifestation of some sort." She responded with something to the effect, "Yeah, right," and proceeded to continue our chat. So I sent this energy to her, and I literally felt it go, and I could feel its arrival at her house, which was in Michigan, a far cry from Texas where I sat at my keyboard. Well, suddenly she began to type in all bold capital letters with many exclamation points. She told me that the rods that opened and closed the blinds had begun to move by themselves. First one moved, swinging back and forth. Then the other began to move in unison with it. And then they began to move in opposition to each other. Then she became aware of things moving in her kitchen, and various strange noises began occurring in her house. As a climax, she reported a distinct feeling of being touched, hugged, almost enveloped by a strange and warm field of energy, similar to the experience had by my friend in Colorado. She was freaking out and I was laughing and typed to her, "I told you so." The phenomena continued for several minutes more, then gradually began to abate. She asked how much longer this was going to go on, and I told her not long, and that there would be some residual energy, but it would gradually dissipate as the night wore on, and she should have a restful night's sleep. Now all of these movements began to occur in a previously still house, and, as it was the middle of winter, of course her house was closed up tight, and she didn't have any fans going or anything else that could account for her mysterious movements and noises. Needless to say, after that she became a believer, and I had a good laugh over having convinced her of the reality of the power of the invisible realm. Today I was reading from John Russell's book, The Kansack Ghost. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.